Kumlen and Ablak and Mada, we're up to four lines from the top. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, we're going through a number of Amaroyim, or even Hiratana as well, used to add something to their davening, to their Shemin Esrei. After they finished their Hatay Shemin Esrei, they would say a little Tchina. And even though you should have added in Shemay Tchina all that, but Shemin Esrei is something you do every day. And the tchina you add in Shemay Tfil is only something that's once in a while. Here they would look like they did on a regular basis. So you cannot add, otherwise you're changing the Nusach HaShemin Esrei. You can't do that. So this is what they used to add at the end. Now there's a big machlekes here in the Shoinim. You're supposed to say Yehi Ratzon. We had before in the beginning of the Masechta, you're supposed to say Yehi Ratzon. So when do you say these things? After Yehi Ratzon or before Yehi Ratzon? Some say before machlekes arrive, and others something before, some say after. The bottom line is what we do is we add a lekayin tzur, for example. It's not parashat Shemoneh. We say it after Yehi Ratzon, and we say it again before Yehi Ratzon. We say Yehi Ratzon on both ends for that reason. So therefore, because of those two opinions. And therefore, you're allowed to answer there already also Kedusha and all, Maidim and all that, because it's considered not parashat Shemoneh. So he says over here, now a number of other tefillahs. Alexander, your boss, after davening, Omar, he said, the following, Yiroz Melech Hashem Elokeinu, made be his will, Shetamidenu, Bekeranoinu, you should put us in a corner of light, Val Tamidenu, Bekeranoinu, in a corner of darkness, Val Yidvili, Beinu, don't give us pain in our hearts, Val Yechshchoneinu, don't darken our eyes. Igdambi, others say, Hora Anunah Masa, that was actually a Manunah's tefillah. But Alexander, the boss of the Masa, he would say, after davening, Omar, Hochi, the Beinu, Lam, go, you live in Echad, Shetanin, Lam, Zaycha, we want to do what you want. Every Yid wants to do the right thing. Umi Ma'akiv, so what's holding us back? Sa'ur Shabi Isa, the yeast in dough. The yeast triggers the dough to rise, so too the Eitz Ahara triggered by us. The idea that we shouldn't, Chas Hashem, follow the Eivshin Mitzvahs, like a Ruach Shtus entered us. The Shibin Malchis, and also we're in Golis. Yirat Zemanecha, two reasons. So the internal and external. And it seems we don't have control on either, even in internals. Yirat Zemanecha. We had more Kedushin. If Hashem wouldn't help us, we would never be able to overcome the Eitz Ahara. Help us from their hands. Allow us to do tshuva and come back to you. After his davening, Amar Hachi said the following: before you created me, I wouldn't be worth anything. We had more Erevin and Machlekes. If it's better to be born, better not to be born. And they finally agree, it's better not to be born because there's so many Avedas that one can do. And so you have, if you're not born, at least you won't be over any Avedas. And even if. The big rest is true, but still, it's very doubtful. Is any kind of action tzadik ilan tzarti? Because there's still so many avedas I can do and mitzvah I don't do. Offer me bechayay, I am like dust in my life. Kalvach, I'm nothing in everybody's eyes. Is kalvach chaymeh b'misasi? Imagine what I'm like after I pass away. I am a vessel that is full of shame and embarrassment. Yiroz menech Hashem lekay shel echter oid. We say this in Yom Kippur. Mach shechatos lefenecha merayk b'recha mecha rabim. And whatever I did sin for you, why don't you erase with your compassion? Avloy de yisurim chaloyim. Even though we had before in the Gemara that the yisurim tore pain and suffering. There is a remedy. We don't want that. Behind the video that Rav Amnon Zutta b'Yom Kippur, Rav Amnon Zutta used to say on Yom Kippur, and Rav said every day, Mar bread, Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina, ki having besides. When he finished davening, Amar Hachi said the following: Elokai in the tzoy l'shoyni meira. Why don't you guard my tongue from saying bad? V'siv soysa medab emirma. Saying falsehoods, Makalai, Navshi, Sidim, and different ways, different people learn different ways of shot. But we learn Makalai and Navshi, those who curse my nephesh, Sidim, they should be quiet. Or Makalai, those who curse me, is Navshi, Sidim, my nephesh shouldn't respond. I shouldn't, want to answer everybody who says something against me. But Navshi ka offer, like Kotia, my nephesh should be like offer. And the taste is interesting that just like offer lasts forever, so too my children and my descendants shall last forever. Open your heart, my heart, and tell you what mitzvahs I should chase after. From all the different kinds of bad things that can happen to a person, and all the terrible encounters that can happen to a person. Anybody wants to have evil designs against me, cancel them. And completely ruin all the machshavas. Okay.
This was so towards the end of the Talmud period when this was composed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Talmud Bavli.
Yep. Rav Sheish is. When he sat in the tiny bus of the Masi after Davin, Omar Hakim said the following: the Bein Olam in Golov Nechash while the Beis Midrash was existing, Adam Chayte Makiv Carbon. You're only part of the curtain that went up as the fats of the blood. I'm sitting at tainus. If I fast, what happens? I lose weight. I lose blood. I lose fats. You know that this fats and weight that I lost, as if I just brought as a carbon, and I want you to forgive me. Rabbi Yechon, if you remember, we learned in the beginning of the Masech, Rabbi Yechon had 10 children, and he lost them all. And he wore a necklace. Machlekes Rishayin, the Ritva learns he had a tooth, and Rashi learns he had a bone, but a bone smaller than the size of that's Matame, obviously. It has to be smaller than a Seder, smaller than a Bali. Others say it was a tooth, because a tooth you don't have to, does not generate tumor. But the other problem is, don't you have to bury? And it seems clear from Rashi that anything which does not generate tumor doesn't have to be buried. So he had a small little bone. Others disagree. They hold that a bone, even if it doesn't generate tumor, still has to be buried. So it can't be a bone. So the Ritva and other Rishonim learned it was actually a tooth. And a tooth doesn't have to be buried with you. Some Rishonim say a tooth that fell out while he was alive. Some say afterwards. No, one tooth. And he would Menachem Avu. He would say to people, it's like a very upsetting, but I had 10 children and I lost them all. And I'm still, you know, going forward. But if we read over here, he's pretty morbid. What did he koch sich in Sefer Iyuv? Iyuv was a very depressed person. But then, you know, things worked out. So whenever he finished Sefer Iyuv, Omar Hachi Seif Adam Lamu, the end of it. Every person eventually will die. So every behemoth, eventually the purpose is, they should have shchita, b'hakol amisa, heim, imdim, everything is going to die eventually. Ashe misha godl b'teidah. So the time, we have a very short time in this world. Praiseworthy are those misha godl b'teidah, amol b'teidah, that during that time they sit and learn teidah, v'isa nachru yetze, v'godl b'shem teiv, and they create their own good name, because v'nifta b'shem teiv, and the kunz is not just to create your name. The kunz is to maintain that name. When it says in the Mishnah that there are three, in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that three ksarim, Toyda, Malchus, Akuna, and Bekes, Hashem, of Oil, Gabein, the Mishnah Avos, everybody asks is for them. But the fourth one is a totally different category. Why? Because Toyda, whatever you learned, you learned. Nobody can take it away from you. If you're part of the royal family, nobody can take it away from you. And you're a Kohen, nobody can take it away from you. A Shem Toyv, you can lose in an instant. You can work a whole lifetime, build up a Shem Toyv, and lose it in 5 minutes, as we see how it happens all the time. So this is what he's saying here. The kunst is not just to build the Shem Tov, but to maintain it. The nifta of Shem Tov, and to actually pass away with still maintaining that same Shem Tov. But all of them are Tov Shem Shem Tov. A good name is better than even oil. Then fragrance. V'yem hamavim yavolde. When you die, we know that's it. It's over. You can't ruin it anymore. Yem yavolde. Who knows what kind of life you're going to lead in the future? So Tov yem hamavim yavolde. From here we learn that, by the way, we make a siyum, you make a siyum, and you make a whole thing there, and what's the time, b'chayim, you can make a siyum, a masechtis, some want to say the Pnei Shura, other want to say you can make a, if I remember correctly, the Pnei Shura, you can make a siyum on Tanakh, because here, right here, he makes a whole thing, you make a siyum on Eve, obviously make some kind of a party or something. There was a diamond or a pearl in the mouth of a mayor or something you normally used to say. It's either from the word margul, pearls or margul means used to. You shall learn with all your heart and soul, that's dark, you know my ways, at least I'll say, and to continuously visit my doors. Tarasi, Tarasi, believe it, you should guard the Torah in your heart. You should always fear me. Be careful with your mouth. What comes out of it, you should cleanse yourself and make yourself holy from all kinds of iniquities. When the aim of Chavakim, I'll always be with you. Margulah, but my Rabbanu the Yad, this is what he should say. Ani Beria, I am a creature. I who learned Torah am a creature. V'chadei Rai, and my friend the Amor is also Beria, also a creature. Both creatures. Ani Malachti Bibu Malachti. My work is in the city because I sit and learn the whole day, which is easier. Then he has to go schlep out in the field in the Sada. Ani Maski Malachti Malachti. I wake up in the morning to do my work. He does his work. Kishem Shurim Begadim Malachti. He has no jealousy for me. He has no interest in sitting and learning Torah all day. Kachani Ani Begadim Malachti. I have no envy of him to want to work in his fields all day. The reason why he doesn't want to join me is because if he'll learn, he won't be as matzlich as I am, as I will be. And he would get a lot less, so therefore maybe doing the right thing. No, Shanin, we learned Echad Amabiv Echad Amamid Vavachal Shemaim. Even if he would sit and learn, and he won't be as Maslech as me, so what? He get the same credit. We both get the same credit if he would sit and learn, just like I would sit and learn. It doesn't matter that I can learn better than him or more than him. It doesn't matter because Echad Amabiv, we said by Kabbalas, and Echad Amamid Vavachal Shemaim. Says he went right to the Magal, but by Lo'ed Mi Adam Arum Yida, you should be very clever when it comes to fearing Hashem. You have to work out how to outsmart the Yetzer Hara. Man, Rachum Meishav Chaim. he should always answer very tenderly. And Omar b'shalom echavim kareva v'im kol adam, should always generate, propagate peace. Afilim nachi b'shuk, even with goyim, k'dei she'e ov l'mayl nech l'mata. Because we said that if the Eibush, whoever is loved by the, he says b'ri yavis, whoever the Eibush, people love, the Eibush loves as well. V'yei mekubal al b'riyas, even goyim, and should be mekubal, even on b'riyas, even on people that have absolutely nothing, no virtues whatsoever, other than the fact that Hashem created them. Nevertheless, be nice to them as well. In Dvar Malchus this week, last week, they had a letter from the Rebbe to somebody in the early years. The Rebbe gave him a title, Ish Yorei Elokim, the man that God fearing. The person wrote to the Rebbe that I am an apocatus. Forget about being fried. An apocatus, what kind of title is that? And the Rebbe answered, the Rebbe told him that every Yid is an Ish Yorei Elokim. Sometimes they behave that way as well, sometimes they don't. Maybe if I talk about it, you'll realize yourself and it'll bring out that in you. So you have to recognize every person and interact with them. Omru alav reichem mezakesh, like dimu adon shalom aleichem. Nobody said to him hello first. V'afilu nochri b'shuk, even about, he would always say shalom aleichem first to everybody. Margul v'pum yidrav, and Tzemid is chassidus, obviously. Margul v'pum yidrav, v'tachlis chachma tshuva, the ultimate of chachma is to tshuva. O'mas and toiv, v'shalei adon koydi, v'shoyin, v'boi, b'avav, v'imai, we don't want somebody to learning, and but he learns, but he misbehaves. And that he kicks his father and mother, v'rab, and his teacher, v'mishu gotel, man, v'chachma, v'shalei, says, reish is chachma, the first thing of chachma is yidas Hashem. Seichel toiv, l'chol oiseihem, all those who do it. When l'chol oiseihem, those, what kind of words, oiseihem? L'oitzim, l'nemer, l'oiseihem, l'oitzim, l'shma. Lo'isayhem, as if it says they do it for them, not for themselves, but if they do it for the sake of the Eibushter. Lo'isay shalay lishma. Now they do shalay lishma. Chaloy shalay lishma. Noich shalay nivra. If you do shalay lishma, it's better you weren't created. And I should say that. What kind of shalay lishma we're talking about here? We're talking about shalay lishma lekantas, using the Torah to undermine the Torah. Chas v'shalom. These people learn Torah to find every criticism. Magal pumet rav loyka ilam haza ilam haba. This world is not comparable to the next world. Ha ilam haba ein by loyachile v'loystia. There's no eating and drinking there. V'lo pirvidivya. No longer anymore propagating and creating. Mitzapiru v'lo masa mad. No business. V'lo kinya. No jealousy. No hate. V'lo tachlu. No competition. Elat tzadikim yoyishvi. No tzadikim will sit v'atir the same. But Hashem will have crowns on the head. V'nenim zibeshchin. Will enjoy the glory of the Eibushter. Shnem it says v'yechzu zelikim v'yechlu v'yishtu. That we have to have three meals on Shabbos. The Zohar says that the third meal of Shabbos represents Olam Haba. That's why it's called Raivin Dechol Raivin. That's just the desire of the desire. And that's why by many Chassidim, especially Chabad, we do not necessarily eat by Shalosh Shudas. Because since this meal represents the Olam Haba, and the Gemara says here that Olam Haba, Ein Boy Loy Achila, Loy Shtia, that's the time when you don't really eat and drink. In fact, what you do is you're supposed to learn Torah. So but Shemin Chamaydi, you're supposed to learn Torah, Chassidus. Or nigla, whatever, just to learn. G'dayla haftocha, now the Gemara is a famous Gemara, remember this Gemara. G'dayla haftocha sheftichen. But the point is that what's going to happen when Bayechz is Elokim, exactly. So when you're supposed to be, not supposed to eating and drinking. When Bayechz is Elokim, you're not going to, it's loyachil, the loyachil, that's the whole point. But Rashi learns it's not the criticism. It's more like an allegory, that by yoichlu v'yishtu means that they consume learning and they consume the shechinah. It's like when you eat and drink, you consume inside internally. They internalize the shechinah while they were there. They didn't have to eat and drink. G'dayla haftocha sheivtichen hakadosh baruch hu noshim noshim. The Eibushter gave more of a bracha to women who are involved in learning than men. Shenemar, it says by noshim sha'anas that women they. What's that title? Shanlis?
I think it's pleasant.
Okay, or ease. I think it's easy. They take it easy. We're comfortable. Koimena, they stand up. Shemana, koy, listen to my voice. Benoiz Bodcha is these women who trust in me. Hazanta Amrosi, and they listen to my words. So it has all these things. Shanlis, they take things easy. And Bodcha is they're full of confidence. Amalei Ravchia, Noshi B'mayzachin. So what is their schuz? Why they just said such wonderful things about women? When they make sure that kids go to shul, and Rashi says in those days that's where the yeshivas were, inside shuls, that they encourage the husbands to sit and learn whatever this year they have to learn in Beis HaMedrash. So the kids just learn the Beis HaKnesses, and the adults just learn the Beis HaMedrash. They're not in the Gavrayu, and they would wait for the husbands until they came back. And Rashi says it means they used to encourage the husbands to go away for a month or Yachikal or something, go learn for a year. Like Rabbi Kiva's wife sent it away for 12 years, another 12 years. And we had Mark Suvas there in the 7th Pedig, a number of Amoraim who went away for years and then came home. In fact, one Amoida came back, and after 3 years, didn't even, you know, send the news to his wife, and he came home. As soon as his wife saw him after all this time, and she had a, you know, she had some massive heart attack and she passed away, and he turned to the Eibishter and said, "Eibishter, the only reason why I sat and learned Teder was because of my wife, and now that I came home, this is the reward you give her." So he was Mechai Mason. Remember the Gemara Ksuvos? Anyway, we'll see all those beautiful stories there. The Samach, the early Samachs.
He was recited in the Knesset in one of the previous classes by one of the secular Knesset members, this whole story.
As a good thing or as...
No, it's a good thing. Oh. Yeah.
When Sadiqim said that, and Hashem answers their prayers, right? That's the contradiction of what Rabbeinu said to Hashem. And why do you afflict the bigots of Hashem? Hashem says, why do you question my way?
No. He didn't ask. He had a taina. He said, "Eibishter, since you sent me, you make things worse for the Eden." You're right. But Chayni Amago, we'll learn more tainus. He said, "Talk this way to Eibishter," and the Chacham said, "If we wouldn't be Chayni Amago, we would put you in Chayrim for this kind of language." Yeah, you were to Chayni Amago. He have a miftir abanu beir abami va'amri lemeir abchanina. Amri, they said, "This is what they said. This is what they, when the rabbis say from each other, used to leave, say goodbye to each other." Rashi actually says that they didn't just say goodbye to each other. They would before they leave, they would ask each other permission. Do you mind if I go home to my family? They would ask reshus from each other. So I'm not exactly sure why they needed reshus from each other, but they would ask reshus. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Zemes hoinoitel reshus mechaveder loshuv lebeisel arzei." I can understand from their rebbe. They would ask reshus, and I want to go home, and so on. But ask, and Tfilas HaDerech is like, according to one opinion we'll see later, is asking reshus from the Eibishter. But to ask reshus from your friend to go back to your family, what does that even mean? Yeah, what is he? Okay, maybe. Okay, interesting thing. Says the Gemara, anyway, say the following, you should see reward in this world. But ultimately, you'll end up in Olam Haba. Nobody should have everything you need in Olam Haba. And your hope is that you continue for generations. Your heart should understand what you're learning. In other words, it really means that whatever you learn, you should take and bring down in Lepoil. And your mouth should speak Chachmas, and your tongue should utter all kinds of songs. Your eyes should like that. Your eyes should see straight. Notice you have a glaicha cup and see things straight. Your eyes should lighten up with the light of Torah. And your face, the halo should be there. That it should shine. Your countenance should shine. Your lips should, every time you open your mouth, clever things come out. And your kidneys should be happy and rejoice in a good way. And your feet should take you to lead you to hear words from the Eibishter, who's called the Atayemin. When the Rabban believe the house of Shir Chizah, Amri Lamed Beir Shmuel Achmeni, Amri, they say, "Hachi the following." This is what they say to each other: "Alufeinu Misubolim." Our leaders have to tolerate. What do you mean? Alufeinu Misubolim. Our leaders have to tolerate. Rabbi Shmuel Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel means Amri Rabbi Yechir Rabbi Lozer. Chadu Amar Alufeinu Betoyd. Our leaders in Toyd Umusubolim and Mitzvahs, and they carry with them all the mitzvahs as well. Chad Omar Alufeinu Betoyd Mitzvahs. Our leaders who lead us by example in Toyd Mitzvahs. Abu Musubolim Beyisur. They carry a lot of pain, suffering. Ain't pede, they don't breach. When they don't breach, we say, we don't want that our entourage, the people we hang around with, should be like the people Dov Melch used to hang around with, who always tried to kill him. He had an Achitofel who tried to win Avishalom. He joined Avishalom to try to kill David. Then you'd say, "Shalai Teisa Yotain," because Shaul, we don't want like Osa like Shaul. She Yotzim Mena Doigadami, who came out of him, Doigadami, who later on did terrible things. Then Tzvacha, no screaming, "Shalai Teisa Yotain," because he had Elisha, we don't be like Elisha. She Yotzim Mena Gechazi, that came out from him, Gechazi, who again, we learned in Sanhedrin that he had to put him in Chedim because of his misbehavior. And we just had in a few days on the Gemara that he touched, you know, Shunamis in an inappropriate way. And Birchay Vasein in the street, Shalayalona ben a Talmud Shemagdiach Tavshil Berabim. We don't know a Talmud that is burns as Tavshil Berabim, which of course is referring to Yashka. It says in Pasik, Shimu Eli, listen to me, Abid Elev, you strong hearted people, Horachoikim Mitzdoka, that are removed from tzedakah. What does that mean? Who are we talking about here? Who are these Abidei Lev? So Machlek is diametrically opposed, whether we're talking about great people, Abidei Lev, or we're talking about Hashem, who are Akshonim, obstinate. Is Rabbi Shmuel, Bamdol, others say, Yechra B'loz, Achad, Omer, Kol, Olam, Kulon, Nizam, Tzedakah, the entire world gets fed, not necessarily they deserve it, but they fed from the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is generous. So the Eibishter is the one who's generous. Behem the Zayinim, Bezroya. But these tzaddikim, they get fed, they get support by the Eibishter for their own, they deserve it on their own. They don't have to have the generosity of the Eibishter, they deserve it. B'chadama, another says, so they're far removed from tzedakah. B'chadama, kol adam kol nizam b'schusam, the entire world gets fed in the schus of the tzaddikim. The heim afilu b'schus atzman enizam, but they cannot help themselves. They cannot help themselves. Every single day a voice comes out. Some say you take away these words, but a voice, a basket comes out when it matters. The entire world gets fed because of Chanina, my son. And we're going to learn more tiny, this unbelievable thing about Chanina. He can make it rain, and he would, and you know, we had more sukkah over there as well, that he's from the eight Nesichim, the eight officers by the Eibishter, the eight great people. Yet, the Chanina B'ni died of a Kavchulim. He was a great tzaddik, but he wasn't a Nasi, he was a tzaddik. Rabbi Yechem Zakkai was a Nasi. And Chanina, my son, he personally exists only in a Kavchulim. He can't help himself because ain't Chavish Materazun. You have tzaddikim who can give brachas to other people to have children, they themselves can't give themselves a bracha. Ain't Chavish Materazun. So he sustained himself on a kav charuvin, on a kav, a boxer of a carib, me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. So these two people learn Abidilev means tzaddikim. However, this argues Abidilev, man, Abidilev, who are these Abidilev? Guvoy, to show you, there's an age called Guvoy, which are descendants from. Their descendants from the Nesinim, which are the Givoinim. They're from the Givoinim. They're terrible people. And they were not allowed, Dovra Melech eventually said, after what they did with Shaul, they showed how cruel and evil they are. We don't want them to associate or mingle with our people. Nobody can marry them. These Givoyim, these are the Abidilev. And they're removed from Zdok. They don't, Dovra Melech said, Teda, I'll prove it to you.
They say here that they finished up in Bovri.
Yeah, yeah. Rashi said, "Shem umi bebavu." Yeah, yeah. They're descendants of the Givayim. Not that they themselves were. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Teda. Very interesting proof. You know how we know that there's nothing Jewish about them? The Holoi Igayer Giyoyde Benayu. Not one of their descendants wanted to convert. They had no interest. And so what's the right from that? Because we say that the Chidah says. That why does it say Geir Shin is Gaia in Kachin Eldami, not Goy Shin is Gaia? Because that means that already they were gay before they became a Geir. We had a Gemari Vama, he doesn't bring this down, but the Gemari Vama says that every single person becomes a Geir, the Eibishter screams at them, since you became a Geir, why did you wait till now? Why didn't you become a Geir earlier? What is that supposed to mean? Very simple, because you already had a Yiddish Neshama inside you, so why did you wait till whatever it is you should have done earlier? That's a Geir Shin is Gaia in Kachin Eldami. So therefore, and indeed, not one of their people and interested in becoming gay. Was that proof? Not one of them had a neshama. They were the whole nation, as a nation, had no shaykhes Yiddishkeit. Amr Abasha Abasha says, if you can use that as a proof, I'll bring another proof. Bnei Bosa Machsaya, the people of the city of Bosa Machsaya. Abida Leiniv, all the Shoyim, the Kochazi Yikor, the Raisa Trey, Zimne Beshasa. A lot of Yifrum Eden live in the Goyish world between them. And they see the splendor, they see a Dafa Yemi thing over there, 90,000 people come over. Now one of them is interested in becoming a Ger. Baruch Hashem in Melbourne, you have so many Gerim here. It shows that the Eden here are doing a good job. The from Eden, that the people are making a Kiddush Hashem and going there for seed, and they want to become part of the Yiddish nation. Taisa says a fascinating thing.
How much Kiddush Hashem is in London?
Taisa says another thing. Taisa says over here, interesting. Taisa says the Parshat Pshat is. Seeing Eden learning how they behave and how they're upright citizens and they're such moral beings and ethical beings, that Goyim, you know, the good Goyim will say, oh, I want to be part of that nation. Taisa's not, it must have been more. They saw miracles. It must have been they saw miracles. Look at Taisa there. Today's Zina B'Shasa. First of all, why twice a year, Pesach and Sukkot? What about Shavuos? Says Taisa's Avabatzedesh Einol Yemechel Lohayukokach Mesasin. Shavuos is one day and there aren't too many dinim. They didn't really have a big group. Okay. The Shema says Taisa's Nisa Yisrachishlu. Maybe, says Taisis, it wasn't just the fact that some people, a Ness must have happened. What Ness? V'reisi b'sefer ha'itim, she'chibar ha'rab Rabbi Yehuda bar Barzilai, she'shama he heard, she'yo'omut shel esh, there was a pillar of fire, yoydim min ha'shamayim alein, would descend from heaven on them, be'kala the elul u'be'kala the other. Every time they had a meeting in Elul, they sit and learn together for a week or two in Elul, and a week or two in others. A fire would surround the shul, and people saw that they were amazed, mesmerized, and that's you need a miracle to make people want to become Eden. Okay, let's continue right here. Chosn wants to read. Nevertheless, he shouldn't because Mexico. What do you call it? So the Tanakhama says that. that the Tanakam says the Chassid wants to read, no problem, he's allowed to read. And Shimon argues, Shimon argues, says no. Like Kol Oreitz Elit L'Hashem L'Hashem. It looks like you're a big shot. Shimon Machleki says the Gemara, the member of Shimon Chayish L'Yerav. Shimon is worried about you look like you're very conceited. And but Rabbanan L'Chayish L'Harav. Rabbanan, I'm worried about being conceited. And yet in Tisha B'Av we see Puvaket working on Tisha B'Av is not an Aveda, but it's better. Tam Chacham shouldn't work on Tisha B'Av. So the question is, do we encourage everybody not to work? So we learn the following. We learned Faket. It's not we learned. Mokum shenogu lasa melacha b'tishba. The meaning is to do a melacha b'tishba. Oisin you can. Mokum shenogu shalei lasa is the meaning not to do a melacha. Ain't no, you don't do. The chol mokum tamidacham tell. The tamidacham never should work on tishba. Rabbi Shimon Galoim, Rabbi Shimon Galoim says. So it sounds like Mitana Kama that only Tamachacham shouldn't work on tishba. Everybody else should, which is exactly the opposite of what it says over here. Over here he says any chosim if he wants to read like you can. Rav Shmuel says lo oylem yasek kol adam as atzma ketam chacham. Everyone should behave like tam chacham. In our Mishnah he said like kol haris oritzul l'shem l'shem. They don't behave like tam chacham unless you are one. And here he says if you want to behave like tam chacham, tavel bracha. What's going on here? Kashy the rabban and kashy Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Amar Rav Yechon Muchlef. She's right. Let's swap the names around. Machlik is showing him which one you swap around. No, the Rabban like Kasha of Kishma. Why by Kishma they say everyone can be Machmir when it comes to Tishba, they said he can. Very simple. Kishma keeping the Kuli Amukakaru, the whole world reads Shema at night. If he reads with them, he doesn't stand out. Nobody won't, you know, people won't even realize. Everyone else is davening and he's davening with them. Okay. So therefore it doesn't look like you, it doesn't look haughty, appearance wise. Hachakim the Kuli Alma of the Malach of the Loika of it, if everyone else works on Tishba and he doesn't, he stands out. So it looks like you're arrogant. However, he holds the opposite. But kavana, by Kishma, you have to be able to focus and concentrate. And we say that no ordinary person is getting married that night can sit there and focus and not be all excited and confounded and so on. Therefore, he shouldn't be machmir. Avil hach over here. What happened? You don't work. There's two possible reasons why a person doesn't work. Three reasons. Either he's retired, either he's just unemployed, not interested in working, or he's machmir on Tisha B'Av. People see a guy not working, they can very easily say, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have work today. Puk chazi, go out and see. Kama batloni iki b'shuka. Had a very big unemployment problem in those days. Look how many batloni that are hanging around the street. Hadin aloha yakaide, we just completed the second paydik, let's go third paydik. Misha meisa mutalafonav, if somebody has one of his close departed ones who pass away, we learned before, as soon as somebody passes away, you're considered an ainin. And then Avela starts right after the kavura. Sorry? We're about to do it right now. Does that mean you can eat bread? Let's wait and wait. Very good. Misha may say mutal afonav. If somebody has one of these ones that he has to be an obel for, pass away in front of him, he's potter from Krishma. We take out the word tefillah, and from tefillah, we call mitzvah mudah b'tayid. He's potter. Why is he potter? Rashi seems to be learning over here because oisig b'mitzvah potter min hamitzvah, which therefore Rashi holds. But if you want to do the other mitzvah, you can. So Rashi holds. If you want to make a bracha, you can. You want to put on tefillah, all the things. If you want to, you don't have to. Others say that Rishami said you're not because kvoida shel meis. It's not nice for the mace that you are, he's dead, and you're doing your own thing. It's called mace. Or we're worried, who is going to make sure that the mace's needs are taken care of, that you're going to bury him? And the nafkamin is if there's, let's say, a chevra kadisha, who are going to take care of him. So there's no problem anymore about who's going to take care of the mace, because there's somebody there. Like Rabbi and Tom writes that his sister passed away, and he continued eating meat and wine because she had a husband to take care of him. Wasn't on his plates. And even though he lived in a different city, even though we live in the same city, he wouldn't have, because someone else taking care of it. If the word is covered a mace, then it doesn't matter if you have a chevra kedusha or not. He's still covered, it's like covered a mace. And while he's dead, then you're doing your own thing as if your life hasn't changed in any way at all. And if, so we'll see him. It
says he uses the word told the machshava. You know, kavasa. He's not actually doing. He's just thinking.
No. He says, yep, because tirdim because you have other people doing. Because tirdim mitzvah. Okay, we'll soon see the half minute. No, you say, I mean, those who carry the bed with chilufayim. We're not talking about now relatives, just people who are involved in the actual burial. Little chilufayim. They used to have a number of people. You know, I used to carry. You know, this guy carried for a while, then they swapped the next guy. The chilufayim. Now shilif namit. There are people standing in front of the bed, the coffin. Veshalach mitah. Those behind the coffin. As shilif namit. Those before the coffin. Soyder bem. Then needed patuna potter. Veshalach namit. Soyder bem chayavin. And after the coffin, even if they're not necessary, they're chayav because we can go ahead and proceed without them.
So this is just during the funeral?
Right? Talking about, yeah. For others,
yeah. For
the
family, yeah.
The Elu, Ptudim, and Atfila, but davening, they are definitely potter because you have to, it's a different reason why you're definitely potter. Either Rashi learned because it's only the Rabbanon. Others say because by davening you have to stop in one place. Krishma, you can walk. Sorry?
You couldn't concentrate, did you?
Yeah, but davening, they say it's only Rabbana, therefore you're mekul. Cool. And others say because, other shayim say because the davening you have to stop. Mashenk and Krishma, you can continue walking. And so on. Kavre is a mess, you buried the mess with Chazrei, and now you're coming back home. Im yuchayim lahaschiv ligmud actually. Now remember that we learned before you make a shura. Rashi before said a shura is that the guy stands, that people line up and he'd walk right through. Another place that Rashi says, like right over here, he says that they made a circle. It's interesting. I guess they had different menhagim. Here, Rashi said they made a circle around the oval and they would all wish him condolences. But not everybody can stand in the inner circle. There was inner circle. There was the outer circle. There was the outer, you know, outer to that and all that.
This is really when they came home. Not
on the way after the... Yeah. It was as a... If they can finish while they're waiting, you know, before they finish the whole thing, yaschilu, Krishma and all that. Im lav lo yaschilu, shouldn't begin. Those are the inner ones who have to actually communicate with the avo paturim. The outer ones who are not anyone, not directly communicating, chayavim. They're chayiv. Okay. Now, how do you see that Rashi hold the reason? Because oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah. Now, interesting. The Mishnah says tefillah v'tefillah mekom mitzvah mulbateira. Rabbeinu Yena has a gissa just tefillah, tefillin, and Krishma. And he says, perhaps only these three mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, only these three mitzvahs. Why only these three mitzvahs? They put on everything else. In fact, he paskins. He brings it on. He personally. He brings, yes, before him. The Gemara in Sukkah brings out of Shailu, holds out of Chosin, is Chai Bechala mitzvah Mulu Toyda. He's only part of a Christian and film and film, but Chai Bechala mitzvah Toyda. So he's right there and he said, that's the halacha, this concept. I think I mentioned this last time. That Oisig mitzvah, Potter and mitzvah is only regarding Krishna and Tefillah and Tefillin. Why punk these three? So Rabbi Yehuda says, because these three require Kavanah, more than any other mitzvah. But Tefillin, I'll be Maseich Das. Tefillin, if you don't have Kavanah, the first three brachas, you're not Yetzer. Krishma, we learned before, if you don't have Kavanah, you're not Yetzer. Therefore, you are Potter. By checking all other mitzvahs, of course, you're Chayiv. There's a Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosher who says, and the guy in the bottom wants to say Sotos HaTfus, but Rabbeinu Tam says, I think it's in Pevo, he says there that Ha'oisig, he says, Yudua Ha'oisig Mitzvah Potter and Mitzvah Seisha Hazman Groma. So when he says, and the simple rai is, every time we talk about, I told you last time, is always examples of mitzvah seizu and grama. Tzedak is the only exception, and that we have to deal with. But that's it. Let's continue. If the body is lying in front of you, then you take a pot. It sounds like, says the Mishnah, Misha may say muta lefanav. Sounds like it's in the same room as you. But if you, let's say the body is sitting in a morgue, then you, none of this applies. You chayv on the mitzvah. That's what it seems. It seems mutul the front of in usha'ena mutul from the loy, but it's not in front of you. You don't have to. For the I'll ask you a question. It says in the Baraisa, Misha mace and mutul the front of. If the mace is in front of you, oichel bebayis achi, we don't want you to eat right in front of the mace. It's like you're poking fun at the mace. Loy l'rosh, because he can eat and you can. It's not nice. The email lebayis achi, you don't have another house, oichel bebayis chaveda eaten, so you don't have another house eating the friends in your friend's house. The email lebayis chaveda oisa mechitza in the same room, you build a bayis mechitza around the room. You don't have, then build a mechitza between you and the corpse. But oichel you eat. V'im ein loy dover lasa mechitza yis. That poor, you don't even have some material to make a mechitza. Then machz upon the oichel, turn around and eat. The ein umesiv oichel, don't eat like a potter, you know, recline. Remember we learned marasuka there and a bale place. That's how. That's the ideal way of eating. You recline. It takes, you know, and that's a kovidik away. You don't do that. And the ein oichel basa, nor do you eat meat. The ein sheisa yai, nor do you drink wine. The ein mevarich, you don't make a hamotzi and all that. And Rashi says here, just to show you, look at Rashi. The ein mevarich, the ein tzarich levarich birchas hamotzi. What does Rashi tell us clearly? You don't have to, but if you want to, you can. Look at next Rashi, ein mezamen benching, ein tzarich levarich birchas hamotzi. So Rashi makes sure that you know not just once but twice that you don't have to. And the next Rashi there, ve'ema varchel on the top of the next page, nor do you benching, you don't include him, ve'ema zamen, lo zarash again, enu tzarich, she'yivruchu ha'cheinu b'chalechem. It's an amazing thing. Sorry, three times. No, Rashi is obviously making a very big chiddush here. Why else would Rashi repeat it three times? Rashi is making a very big chiddush here that don't learn like all of the Rishalmi, because the Rishalmi is arguing. The Rishalmi clearly says the reason is covered hameis and all that. And there, if it's covered hameis, then you're not allowed to, which is what most of them hold. You're not allowed to. But Rashi clearly says, "Ein tzarich." You don't have to put on tefillin. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do all these things. And there were people who put on tefillin, and people do, and they relied on the shit of Rashi. The aim of Orchel, the aim of Zamilov, we've got a few more lines to finish this part. Apart from all of these things, but on Shabbos, you're not allowed to show any no signs of Avelos on Innes. Meisiv, Oichel, Bosser, Vesheise, Yayin, Umevorich, and you make a bracha before, Mezamin, Umevorchin, Olov, Umezamin, Olov, they can include him, they can have him mate him, and they can Mezamin him, Vechayiv, Vechal, Mitzvah, Murbetoyr. Sound like you're Chayiv and everything. Come along, Rishbag and says, Metoychin is Chayiv, Elun is Chayiv, Kulim, because it's Chayiv, and these things we just highlight, Chayiv, all the Mitzvahs. So what's the Machlekis? Avam Rabbi Yechin, Mai Benayu, what's the Tanakam Rashim Gilum, Tashmish, Amita, Ike Benayu, whether they can have marital relations, something which is discreet. Do you have to prava avelas there as well or not? Ktoni mias, what do you learn from here as well? However, potter mi krishma, what does it say here, however? You are potter from krishma, tefillin with tefillin, or become mitzvahs, or amudas betayla. And we're talking about over here where you turned around or you're in another house or whatever else it is, and it sounds like that even if you're not mase mutul in front of, even the mase is not mamish in front of you, you're still potter. So the Omer Papa says, Targum amachzit panav oichu. You know when we say over here that you're part of the mitzvahs? Only if you're in the same house, but you just turn your face around. So it's may say mutul lefanav, just because you don't see it. Doesn't mean mutul. So nobody takes our Mishnah literally. The only time that an oinen is part of the mitzvahs is if the mace is right there in the room. Maybe that's when, and that makes more sense for covered, because it's not covered while the mace is there. If it's oisei be mitzvah, then might have come in from your room and not in your room. However, Rav Ashi says, Kivon shemutul olav lekoivre kimutul lefanadom. Rav Ashi says, no. You take it literally. That mutul means it's his responsibility or her responsibility to do this. And therefore, it doesn't mean physically the body has to be right there. It can be anywhere else, your potter. Shenem it says, Vayokam Avram al b'meisa. Avram stood up from Sarah. Venem it says, Vayekbara meisa melfonai. I will bury in front of me. He wasn't there anymore. He already said he walked away. And yet he says Mufanai, he's still in front of me. Because Kol's man shemutul all of the koivrei, kimutul lefon of dami. As long as he has the responsibility, as if he's lying in front of him, and he's part of all the mitzvahs. We'll stop here.